You are now listening to
the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, Bad Never, of course, ready to bring you AEW World End Review.
World's End Review.
I said World End for some freaking reason. Oh, of course, your host, Eric and Elvis. This week's AEW was
good.
Yeah, WWE was pretty decent this week, too.
Yeah.
It was decent. We're not covering WWE this week because, of course, we have the big pay-per-view to cover, but yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah.
We can talk about the main thing. WWE was basically Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. They have a match announced, ladder match, Undisputed WWE Championship, Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can't wait for that heel Cody Rhodes turn. It's coming,
Homelander.
It's coming. He's showing signs of it.
He's yelling at Kevin Owens.
He's showing signs. I'm praying.
Hoping and praying.
Everybody said I was crazy for thinking that.
No, everybody wants it.
Yeah, now everybody wants it. It's like, oh, when I said it, I was like, no, like, what the heck? Why the heck would you do that? It's like, nah, like, we need this.
But it's not going to be for a while. I don't think it's going to be till after he loses the title. And I don't think he's losing the title for a while.
I hope he loses it to Kevin Owens.
I don't think they're not going to do that.
That's anymore. My bold prediction of so far. My bold prediction is that he will lose at Royal Rumble.
He ain't losing.
Via interference from The Rock.
That ain't happening. The Rock showing up in the Royal Rumble in the match.
I think he's going to show up and call.
Oh, my God. Imagine Cody Rhodes loses the title, then he joins the Royal Rumble and wins the
Yo, that would be terrible.
To win his title right back.
Nah. John Cena's winning the Royal Rumble.
John Cena, Roman Reigns.
Nah, it wouldn't even make sense for John Cena to win the Royal Rumble.
Roman.
Actually, no.
John Cena doesn't need to win. It's going to be CM Punk, Roman Reigns, or The Rock.
I don't think The Rock needs to win either.
That's going to happen. Well, Rock has the power. He doesn't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Roman Reigns technically too, but still. I think it's going to be Roman Reigns, The Rock, or CM Punk.
I think Punk.
I don't think anybody else even has a chance.
I think Punk is going to do it.
They're not going to let Seth win and get a title back.
Yeah, I definitely think Punk's winning it only because Punk's literally said, like, I'm going to be in the main event this year. Like, he said, like, that's his goal.
No, The Rock's going to take it from him again.
He's going to take it from him again.
<Yes. laughs> The Rock's going to take it from him again. Watch.
But anyways, in terms of AEW, because again, we're covering AEW World's End, I think the only top story is, of course, it's the end of Rampage. Thank God. Rampage is done.
Yes.
It was a terrible show. It had some great moments, but there was a lot of terrible moments as well. It was just really boring to watch at some points. So it got canceled, or they canceled it themselves. I'm not really sure.
All the production, money, superstars, whatever they used on that show, use that for Collision.
Please.
Build up Collision. Then you can have two good shows.
Yeah.
Like you should.
Yeah, I think this is great for them because I feel like now that they're going to focus on Collision, it's going to get a lot better. They can have so many potential superstars on that show. Like I think you mentioned they should do like a brand split or something like that. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about they have to be exclusive to that show, but they're mostly focused on that show.
Yeah, like FTR and Collision.
Yeah, because FTR still shows up on Dynamite here and there.
Adam Copeland returning, which was great.
Yes, maybe Adam Copeland. And then you talked about, we'll talk about it when we get to that era, about Undisputed Era. But...
Yeah, Undisputed Era on Collision will be fantastic.
Well, Undisputed Kingdom.
Kingdom, whatever. Yeah, you know, it's the same shit. But anyways, do you have any other top stories?
I mean, you mentioned it too. We were talking about off camera. About they're doing that. They're trying to do that Fox deal with Shockwave.
Oh,
but I heard they're not even close.
I hope they don't get
Fox
close.
Fox is a major network. They're going to want a product that has a lot of viewers, and the viewership has gone down this year.
Yeah.
So they're not going to put money into that. That's going to be a while till they even get a Fox deal, probably. They just did the Max thing, which is good.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think they're going to get a big network like Fox for a while until they show they can pull numbers.
Well, let me just say this. When I say I hope they don't get close, I do hope they eventually get it. However, I'm hoping that they can show that they can build two great wrestling
shows.
That's
what I mean, yeah.
Before getting that show.
We're not saying, oh,
I think
hope
they should
get
that show.
No, we're not saying that.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they get it eventually.
They have to succeed first. They
exactly.
Can't just get it.
I think they need to focus on Collision
when
first.
When they can't even take care of the other show. Yeah.
Yeah. They need to focus on Collision first before they can move on to, of course,
try
a different
to do another
show.
One, yeah.
Try to do another one. Like, it doesn't make sense for you to have,
or if you want
a
give,
good show,
the only thing,
okay show, yeah, and then another okay show.
But I still think three shows is too, way too much. You don't need no wrestling company needs three shows a week.
I mean, they have NXT.
I feel like, and the, yeah, but NXT is still different. It's kind of like a different brand, even though it's WWE.
Yeah,
that's the developmental thing. Even though they still get that, what they got to do is if they're gonna, if they really want their other new show, then just get rid of Collision and do.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to do something. But anyways, moving on from that, let's get into, of course, the actual pay-per-view. AEW World's End, I thought, was amazing.
I thought the matches were amazing. I thought the crowd was horrible.
Yeah.
The whole night.
If I were to rate the crowd...
Pops here and there, but they were trash.
Yeah, if I were to rate the crowd on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll probably...
2.
5.
Nah, I don't even think they were 5. I think they were garbage.
Damn, this game.
The matches were... Some matches were so good, and they would be quiet during some of them. They would do a little clap. And then, like, the returns... Yeah. Barely any little cheer, then they'll start.
I guess you're kind of right. So I'll give it a 4.
They were dead.
I'll give it a 4, just because like there were some loud pops, especially for like the Will Ospreay matches. But as they should, it's freaking Will Ospreay. But yeah, let's just get into it. Of course, the first match was the Continental Classic semifinals between Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. Of course, it was the Continental Classic was like basically the main thing, yeah, the of World's End. So it was like the two semifinal matches, and then they would face each other later on in the same night to determine the winner and, of course, the new champion. So, yeah, banger of a freaking match between Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. Will Ospreay picked up the win, which I thought was well-deserved because he's lost a couple of
matches. And he was getting the mullet. Well, not the mullet, but he was bloody beat up.
Yeah.
And it was a great back and forth, though, this whole match. Yeah. So it makes Kyle Fletcher still look strong. It was a close loss in the end. And then Will Ospreay threw the 1-1. They're 1-1 now.
Yeah.
No, so they're going to continue that rivalry.
Yeah, that rivalry is going to be forever. But I thought it was great. Honestly... This did nothing to Kyle Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher already got his W against Will Ospreay, and he had the most points in the actual tournament.
Will Ospreay is the one that needed the W because he had like a couple losses in a row, and he already had the L versus Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, no, so this was much needed. I thought it was perfect booking, honestly, which is kind of rare from the AEW, but this was perfect booking. It made Kyle Fletcher, like the whole tournament made Kyle Fletcher look dominant. Without winning the actual tournament. Will Ospreay looked freaking great, as he should. He puts on the best matches in the world at the moment. He's still my number one wrestler.
Yeah, he was beat up.
You can argue with your mom. He's the best wrestler on the freaking planet. But yeah.
He was beat up.
He was beaten up, and it carried on to the other match later on in the night. But yeah, after this match, when Will Ospreay won, so he moved on to the finals. We had the second match of the Continental Classic, which was Okada versus Ricochet.
Another good match.
Yeah.
Great match.
Another great match. A banger of a freaking match, honestly. Where, of course, Okada.
The reigning champ, who's the champion.
Yeah,
who's the Continental Champion?
Yeah, Okada is the reigning Continental Champion, so of course he was in the tournament. He defeated Ricochet, moved on to the finals between Will Ospreay and Okada. However, prior to that, it was a really funny moment where basically
Swerve Strickland
came out to embarrass Ricochet.
Him and Prince Nana, they came out, threw toilet paper to all the crowd, and had them throw it at Ricochet all at once.
Yeah. I'm hoping this is a wake-up call.
But he's telling you better wake. He was kind of like, I think he was doing it for motivational purposes. He was also trying to embarrass him, of course. But he was telling you better wake up and next year.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to have a better year next year.
Well, Ricochet looked pissed. He looked pissed and embarrassed.
He looked embarrassed, sad, and pissed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that this is a wake-up call. And
the storyline, I'm hoping he has like a wake-up call thing.
I'm hoping like he gets booked.
Because he's been looking like a little, well, he still didn't like that. They made him look like a little bitch with that thing with the hurt.
He did not look good with that. So I'm hoping that, of course, this actually puts him in the right direction.
And he's been on X or Twitter arguing with a bunch of fans. Going back and forth with fans. They've been roasting him.
Nah, Ricochet is the Kevin Durant of wrestling. Yeah.
Why you bald? Like we said. No, but they were roasting him. Talking about his promo skills and everything. And he was just talking about how rich he is.
Yeah, he was calling them broke, and they were just like, well, you work one day a week. You should have 6 days to work on your promo skills. You still can't cut one, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes, that was a burn.
Yeah, that was a burn. I don't know. I don't want to come off as Ricochet haters because I'm not.
He is a great wrestler.
Great wrestler.
Did you see that? His
promos are
trash. The match before this one that he did it was on Collision.
Yeah.
That crazy 450 splash onto the table.
That was nasty.
He's a beast.
Yeah, that was nasty.
He's just everywhere else, like in terms of his character, is not good.
He's just cringy too.
He's very cringe. Yeah. And he takes a lot of,
he can't take criticism. That's an issue.
Especially from marks like us.
Yeah, exactly. No, dead ass.
We're not wrestlers.
We're called Backseat Wrestler Podcast for a reason.
Yes.
We're talking shit about wrestlers and we don't fucking wrestle. Like, it's just like,
yeah, he trains it kind of a little bit.
Still, we don't wrestle.
That's it. Yeah, we don't wrestle.
So it's like, we're just fans. Like, I don't know. You got to be able to take that criticism. We're just fans who watch every week and we like discussing our freaking opinions on stuff and getting other people's opinions on it, whether they agree.
There
or
are some fans that do be talking mad shit though.
Nah,
and they take it like personal.
Yeah,
Ricochet's a great wrestler. We're not talking about his personal life. We're talking about just
how
his character,
how he is portrayed,
and his
in
promos,
the ring,
and his promos aren't good. And then he also can't take criticism.
Yeah, he needs to work.
But hopefully, that's probably his character. Maybe they're building something with that.
His character is he can't take criticism.
No, but like he's arguing with people through. He just got embarrassed in the ring again.
Yeah,
that's his character. Then he builds himself back. That's the story right now, I guess.
I guess so. But anyways, I guess let's move on. Like, I know the other stuff happened before, but let's get to like the main thing that happened, of course, with this was later on in the night, there was the finals for the Continental Classic between Okada and Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay came out already damaged. He had like the Band-Aid on. He still had blood on his face, and he was like weak.
Dizzy. He was wobbling to the ring.
But no excuses. Okada had a match too. I'm pretty sure he was
finished. This match was freaking
great.
Honestly. And like, yo, this is what AEW is known for. Like, this is why you should watch AEW. These types of matches. You're getting Okada versus Will Ospreay in 2024. Two of the greatest wrestlers ever. And they're putting on another match. And they had a banger rivalry in New Japan. And now they're putting on another match for you guys in AEW and still putting on fantastic like moves and stuff.
Yeah, the thing with AEW. The criticism of AEW is like the storytelling and stuff. Because the actual wrestling product is top tier.
Top tier.
It's just the storylines and then production, I guess, they obviously can get better.
Yeah.
Storytelling and all that.
Everyone
not
can
good.
Get better.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, exactly. Everyone.
Like, WWE has
their
own
perfect.
Issues.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm just saying that's like the main criticism of AEW is like the production and storytelling. Because the wrestling product is 100% there, easily.
Yeah.
And they got the talent.
But yeah, banger of a freaking match. Will Ospreay looked like he was about to win. It was
really
freaking
back
close.
And forth all day.
But then of course, they both kicked out of their finishers. Like he hit the freaking Stormbreaker on the Oz Cutter, all that stuff, and then obviously he hit the Rainmaker a couple of times. And the last time he hit it, he hit Ospreay lost. So of course, Okada picked up the win. The
Keeps
main
his
story,
title.
Yeah, he kept his title, still the Continental Champion.
And he's nine and two.
Overall,
they said out of 11 matches they had, 9 wins. That's a lot.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
So Okada might be the best there.
Okada, no, he's just that good. Okada's freaking great. I've been watching him since New Japan. He's so freaking good. He's what, 5-time winner of the IWGP.
Well, this
is also
tied
the G1.
So. I forgot the name, so I'm not gonna say it. It was somebody he tied like for like major tournament wins.
Yeah,
five
over there. Yeah,
this is his 5th major tournament win.
No, this is his 6th.
Well, they said 5th.
This is definitely a 6.
Or maybe 6, but I think it was...
No, he won 1, 2, 3... And then he won 2 in a row over there. No, this is a 6. This is definitely a 6.
Well, he tied a record of somebody.
He won 2021, 2022. I think he won like 09, 11, and then another one in the middle. Like 2016 or something. That could be wrong.
Different tournaments and not the same tournament, but...
Yeah. But anyways, great for Okada. Picked up the win. I kind of wanted Ospreay to win, but then when what happened afterwards, it makes perfect sense why Okada won.
Yeah.
So, of course, afterwards, it is the return of Kenny Omega, which I thought was...
A dead return.
It was a dead return. I feel like they could
have... We love Kenny Omega, but...
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it wasn't his fault. The
crowd was trash.
that's like the main thing, though.
Yeah.
You got to have a great crowd and have a great return.
The crowd was like...
If the crowd's cheering still and loud, then it would still make it good. But it's still about the presentation was kind of mid. They were like... I'm not Christopher Daniels, was it?
Yeah.
So he's not an EVP no more, but he knows somebody was an EVP, and it was Kenny Omega.
Yeah. I feel like it should have been like just like him, like Okada celebrating.
And then his music hits.
He comes out. Maybe he even hits like a freaking, what's it
doesn't
called?
Doesn't have to hit, but he still could have, I don't know. Did a fit. It's just he came out, he grabbed
the
title.
Hit something on him.
Yeah, they just announced him as the EVP, and then he came out and took the... Presented him the title. That's it.
Yeah, presented him the title.
And then walked away. That's all.
I will say this. Although he was wearing a suit, Kenny Omega look like he's in fantastic shape?
Well, we'll see on January 5th.
He looked like he was in great shape.
He's wrestling over there in Japan.
So I'm really happy that he's back. This is honestly going to be fantastic for AEW. Now that he's back, he's one of like the pivotal, like key players in that.
Well, he's one of the main guys from the start. So
yeah,
that's obvious.
But he's also like, again, he's one of the greatest in the freaking.
You know, they call him Orange Cassidy, the locker room leader with that whole storyline. Kenny Omega's basically the real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I still want Kenny Omega to be the one to beat.
He's like the real locker room leader, exactly. The real main.
I want him to be the one to beat Moxley. I don't think it's gonna happen.
But it looks like Okada is gonna be his first feud, which is a long history already. So
well, yeah, the Elite's gonna be his first feud.
Yeah,
they beat the crap out of him.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. That's gonna be his first feud.
We still haven't seen the Young Bucks in a while, but we'll see him soon.
Probably. Maybe we'll get the return of on-screen Tony Khan again.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that, even though he's terrible.
He's terrible on screen.
But see what they do, because they literally took him out, and we've never seen him since.
Yeah, well, he's been selling it, like, as if he's just been injured and they took over. But yeah, Young Bucks, they should be back. They also have a match on the 5th.
Yeah, so we'll see all of them.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have a little moment there that AEW is definitely going to post if you don't watch New Japan. They're probably going to post it on their socials, so you'll be able to see it. And then it'll definitely bleed into like that following Dynamite or Collision.
Yeah, which we'll see the real return of Kenny Omega, not this little thing where he just handed him a title and walked away.
Exactly, yeah. This was like kind of quick.
Actual return, promo. Bowed, left. Promo. Yeah, we need to see something like that.
Yeah. Although, it's like, I don't know, I thought it was great. Like, I feel like they
were still happy, of course.
I'm happy about
it. The crowd was happy. They just weren't, they weren't dead.
Yeah,
there was a lot of Kenny Omega signs.
Yeah.
Everybody was there, was saying, welcome back.
Yeah, I'm happy he's back. I'm freaking looking forward to it. He's going to have some banger freaking.
After he takes over the Elite, maybe the Elite's working with the Death Rider, and then
we'll see.
He leads to that.
We'll see what the storyline is.
Which will be good.
Whatever the heck that bleeds into. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
But of course, after that.
Well, not after that, but we go back to.
Yeah, go back to before that.
To before that.
We had the AEW's Women's World Championship match between Mariah May and Thunder Rosa. This was a street fight.
Tijuana street fight. It was actually good, though.
It was okay. It was good, though. It was good.
There was a lot of good moments.
What am I saying?
She brought in Tax. They brought in Tax.
Yeah.
They brought in Table, got involved.
Yeah, I think this is where Thunder Rosa thrives, like those types of street fights.
Yes.
Remember her one against like Britt Baker a couple years ago? That was a banger.
She went in, and then she won in the cage 2 years ago when she won the title.
Yeah.
That was a great match.
That was a good match.
That was in the, I know it was in the cage. I don't remember the exact match though.
Yeah, it was good though. But anyways, of course, Mariah May picked up the win as she should. My issue, of course, with the women's matches that were booked on the show is you can tell they were just throwaway championship matches where it was obvious that the champion's going to walk out. Like, I know, like, basically everybody, like, of course, retained their titles.
Oh, yeah, over the night they retained.
However, there was a lot of people where, like, you thought the other person, like, could have won. Like, there was a possibility.
Like, the main event, it was a four-way.
Yeah, there was a couple of people in there who was like, oh, yeah, this person should probably win. Even the same thing with, like, the Continental Classic. I thought Ospreay was going to win, but makes sense why he didn't.
I thought Fletcher was going to win.
Fletcher's winning would have been great. I wanted Fletcher to win the whole thing, but the fact that he didn't, the way he was booked in the tournament.
Yeah, he made it to the semifinal.
It still made sense that he didn't win, and it was great. But yeah, of course, after that, we had the Dynamite Diamond Ring Finals between MJF and Adam Cole in the very confusing rivalry where MJF is somehow the heel and Adam Cole's the face, even though Adam Cole turned on him, beat the crap out of him, jumped him, etc. We say it every week, but we have to. It's just freaking weird. Even the crowd felt confused because they were booing Adam Cole and MJF.
Yeah, they're booing MJF. He's talking. Well, at first the crowd cheered a little bit. Then he said, "I don't need. You guys need to shut the fuck up. I don't need you guys."
So funny.
So then after that, they got booed the rest of the night. He was just taunting the crowd.
Yeah,
working with the crowd. He's the only one that can make the crowd in.
Like he's great at interacting with the crowd.
Yes, he makes the crowd actually interact with the damn match.
Yeah, it was good though.
They were dead all night.
But I'm happy to see Adam Cole back to full strength, hitting the Panama Sunrise.
The match was great. 100% great.
Banger of a match. The freaking, what's it called? Neck breakers. I don't know. It was just a lot of fun moves. It was great showcase of like how they work well with each other. Adam Cole was bloodied up at the end.
Yeah, Undisputed Kingdom was ringside, and then MJF had them kicked out.
Yeah, he acted like they hurt
him. He acted like they hurt him, because they were guarding the ring.
That was funny.
So then he grabbed the ring. He was about to hit Adam Cole. Adam Cole ended up hitting him, picking up the ring.
And he was about to hit him, but he got low-blowed.
He got low-blowed, and then what's the...
Heatseeker.
Heatseeker. Heatseeker, and it was done from there.
Yeah, yeah. So MJF hit the Heatseeker, and Adam Cole picked up the win, as he should. Six-time Dynamite.
Six trips.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win again. I think they're going to leave it at six because he calls himself the devil. So I think they're going to leave it at six. He's going to lose next year, whoever the heck he
probably,
faces.
Probably, yeah.
But, yeah, it makes perfect sense they do that. That'd be funny if they did that. But anyways, of course...
He's about to break Adam. After the match, he grabs a chair to try to break his leg.
Yeah, he was going to break his leg. And then, of course, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly came out for the save. And they jumped MJF.
All but three of them jumped the MJF. Yeah. So all three of them jumped MJF. Undisputed Era, even though they're Undisputed Kingdom.
Yeah.
The OG Undisputed Era hug it out. The other two members come in Undisputed Kingdom. They all hug it out. Crowd cheers a little bit.
No, they booed.
Well,
they booed. Bit. I was like, what the hell?
There was a couple boos and a couple cheers, but they were still quiet.
This thing was booked so poorly.
Yes.
That the crowd was confused to the point where they didn't know where to boo or cheer.
So, yeah.
Adam Cole even spit on the ring and threw it on MJF. That's a heel
move. So the heel MJF wins, even though he was the one that was turned on. And then, obviously, he tries to break. He's like, that's a face. Yeah. So he tries to break this dude's leg, which is a heel move. But then they all come and save, which is good. But then they all jump him. He gets jumped, laid out, and then they spit on the ring, give it to him, which is definitely a heel move. And they're the assholes that literally turned on him. But
yeah, and there's gonna be people to say like the whole storyline is Adam Cole was pretending to be bad, bad with MJF.
That's what they're trying to do. That
he was bad all along, and then he became so a face
because they did like the thing like once you were gonna turn on me right before, and then MJF was like yes,
like it's stupid,
it's stupid.
It's like no, like. But like you didn't know that. You did not know that. Like,
no way you knew that. You guys are friends, and then you set up a whole plan with the devil mask and everything.
Yeah,
which was great, greatly planned out.
A whole group.
And you got hurt.
Eliminate this dude.
And you came back, but suddenly you were the good guy when you came back.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep saying it, which is stupid. But I'm glad it's over. Hopefully,
Hopefully
it's over. Yeah, I would like to see Undisputed Kingdom, that whole faction, move on to another thing.
Put him on
Adam
Collision.
Cole. Put him on Collision, but Adam Cole specifically. Because he's a star.
Yeah.
Move him on to another thing. And then MJF, we already know he's going to do something big. He's always...
Yeah, he's going to do something big. Well, he came up with the win, so obviously he's up. But they also did a great thing in Adam Cole teaming up with Undisputed again and standing on top after the match. So it was a win-win for both of them.
Build the faction and then have MJF.
Yeah. I still think Undisputed Kingdom should go to Collision, build Collision with FTR and all of them there. They can have banger matches amongst like House of Black, etc. There, and then again, you can build Collision to the point where it's actually good. You put Adam Cole on there, I'm pretty sure some people are gonna be like,
Copeland,
okay, now, Adam Copeland on there, people are gonna be like, okay, now I have to tune into Collision.
It's an actual wrestling show, good wrestling,
exactly.
Because it was at one point, remember when they had Samoa Joe, they had Punk, they had a whole FTR was always there,
yeah.
And it was a great Samoa Joe show.
Needs to come back too.
And it was a great second. Yes, I have another thing. There's a lot of guys still out.
Yeah. So I mean, like Wardlow, I know he broke his leg.
Eddie Kingston was really hurt.
I wonder if Wardlow is going to join Undisputed Kingdom again.
That was a stupid. I didn't think he even belonged.
I don't think he fits.
I think it was stupid.
Yeah, I don't think he fits. But he's out with a broken leg right now. He's probably not going to be back for a while.
He was going to come back and go after MJF again.
I don't know. We'll see. But of course. I guess after that, we can get into, of course, the AEW International Championship match between Takeshita and Powerhouse Hobbs in a pretty decent match. It was pretty good. Takeshita picked up the win, as he should.
Yeah, great match, of course. Great showcase.
Yeah, great showcase.
He's a great wrestler.
Good. Honestly, like there was like the booking for this rivalry wasn't as subtle as it should be, but it was subtle, but it wasn't like as... I don't want to explain it. Like it
the
like
whole, it we say this about a lot of the rivalries. That's the other thing. The booking, it's like that's the main problem with AEW. It's like the storytelling.
Yeah, I mean,
the wrestling product, the actual wrestling matches are great.
But it also makes sense because Hobbs was part of Don Callis' family, but then they turned on him. So like, obviously, he's gonna go after Takeshita. That's what I'm saying. Like, it made sense. Like the match actually made sense, which I like. But like, it was subtle. It was like subtle rivalry booking there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Takeshita picked the win. I thought that was fine. Not really much else to say there.
I don't know who's going after that title, but Takeshita looks like he's going to hold that for a while.
He's going to hold that for a while.
Takeshita's a
for
beast.
Sure. He's going to hold that for a while. But anyways, let's get into, of course, the TBS Championship match between Mercedes Moné and Chris Statlander. All right, let's get into, of course, the TBS Championship match between Mercedes Moné and Chris Statlander. This match, I thought, I think it was over. Like, it went over like 50. It felt like the match went over like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't need to be that
long. It did not need to be that long. Yeah, there was too many spots where I was just like, all right, like, shouldn't have kicked out there.
Like, they're both building back. Both of them really good because Chris Statlander is obviously really good, former champ.
I guess so. But, like, there was points where, like, oh, shouldn't have kicked out there. Why are they taking so long between these spots? I don't know.
And then the crowd also made it worse again.
I think that's what it was. I think the crowd was dead silent during this match.
So it just made it feel like a long drawn out match.
It felt like a long
drawn. When it probably wasn't. If the crowd was into it, you never know. Yeah. That's what I think. It's just wrestling. That's like the biggest thing with wrestling. You need a good crowd.
Yeah. Well, the crowd is a big part of it.
Any bad crowd could turn a great wrestling show into a mid.
Yeah.
Not, and the show was great. I'm not saying it was great. It was a great show.
Yeah.
I watched every match. Good.
No, like, I think that's what it was, because it was parts where it was dead, and then it was also parts during the match where they were, like, cheering, like, fight forever. It's like, no. Like,
what are you
end
cheering?
The match. End the match. It's like, please.
They're cheering the name of the game.
Yeah. I don't know. But
like, anyways, yeah, Mercedes, not Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, this kid wrote Mercedes-Benz.
It was a type. Mercedes Moné defends her title. She wins.
Yeah, it's picked up the win, as she should. I don't think she's going to lose that title until they properly book somebody who's strong enough to take it off her, because she's an actual heel.
Yeah, which
they need to do. Match is clean.
They need to book like an actual feud.
Yeah. Also, how many title defenses does she have? Like 10, 11? She has a lot.
Yeah, she has a lot.
She's doing really good.
She had multiple versus Britt Baker. She had a couple.
So you already faced Chris Statlander. This is her second time facing Chris Statlander.
She had a couple more.
She faced Anna Jay like 2 weeks ago.
And she had some on Collision. She had like two of them on Collision too.
Yeah. She has some good ones.
Yeah. Jamie Hayter, this should be, I don't know.
Jamie Hayter is currently like in a sort of feud that's starting to build up with Julia Hart, which I'm excited for.
Tony Storm is fighting on this Collision. This Collision has some good matches coming
up. Tony Storm had a match on the pre-show, which was pretty decent too.
Yeah.
Tony Storm is the best thing in AEW.
Yeah, but she's fighting on Collision against, I think it's Jamie Hayter.
Yeah. But Tony Storm, like her whole gimmick of like her being like reverting back to like her old school thing. And then, like, not remembering that she was timeless, Tony Storm.
Yeah, they're saying she got dementia.
Well, like, even like during like the match she had, she put her hands up as if she was timeless Tony Storm, and then she like looked at her hands like, "What am I doing?" And then did like the thing, like did like her little rock star thing. And then she hit the move. So she's just kind of, I guess, kind of going crazy. Which I'm loving the storyline so far. She's great. Did you see the thing where she was in New York?
Yeah, yeah,
that was hilarious. I was dying the whole time. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Tony Storm. Build her back up, and then she just takes the title off from Mariah May again. I wouldn't mind that. But anyway,
she can go after the TBS.
Yeah, or go after the TBS, beat Mercedes Moné. That's fine, too. But of course, after that, we had the main event, which was the AEW World Championship Fatal 4-Way match between Jon Moxley, Hangman Adam Page, Switchblade Jay White, and, of course, Orange Cassidy. This match, honestly, was pretty good.
It was a great match.
I liked it. They all clicked well.
I liked how they all just right off the bat started fighting. Well, they started jumping Moxley first.
Yeah, which was hilarious.
Once the other members came to help him.
And the Death Riders.
Yeah, they started fighting in the crowds. And it was just a wild match.
But that's how far we're supposed to be. Type match recently.
Yeah, wild. Moxley bled first. He got thrown. They triple powerbombed him through the table.
And he had a little like shield type thing. That was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, it was weird because he got hit with an orange punch, which is a Superman punch. And then he got triple powerbomb, which is literally like the shield.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
And yeah, he's obviously former shield member, but yeah, he was bleeding the back of his head. He got cut for it when he got thrown on the table.
Yeah, he got beat up.
And then after that, once the faction was over, because as soon as they threw him to the table,
yeah, they started beating
Hangman
the crap
was
out
like
of
Hangman started beating the crap out of both of them.
Yeah. Honestly,
I was rooting for Hangman.
I was rooting for Hangman.
I like Hangman and his character, and how he's like angry psycho cowboy.
I was rooting for Jay White.
I love Jay White too. Yeah, but no, I was rooting for Hangman.
Jay White, I don't know. People either they don't
I think
know
Jay White or
they forget this. Jay White was so big in New Japan, like he was up there with like Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega and all of them. If they book him correctly,
well, and then the feud he had with MJF, even in an AEW,
that was a great feud.
It was a great feud.
The
promos were great. Everything
and the matches.
That was an actual feud. It wasn't just a match.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I feel like Jay White, if he wins the title, that'd be great. But obviously, it doesn't seem like they're gonna go that.
That was like the other guy was rooting for. I did not want Cassidy to win, and then Moxley was gonna retain. I was like,
I don't want. I didn't want Moxley to retain, to be honest. But
I get what they.
I get what they're doing.
They still need the big savior AEW, which is probably Kenny Omega. And if they're doing Adam Copeland.
Yeah, Adam Copeland. They're definitely doing Adam Copeland.
But yeah.
But yeah, honestly, Moxley's probably the best thing in AEW at the moment. In terms of like how many titles he's won and stuff, he's like the greatest AEW world champion of all time so far.
Four defense. I mean, he got four reigns. So.
Four reigns is insane. But anyways, yeah.
Jericho has like two of them, right?
No, Jericho has one.
Oh, they had two reigns.
I thought he only
has one. Who else has multiple reigns? MJF.
MJF has two?
Does he have
no, he only has one. He's just
one
the longest reigning.
Why he has the longest reign? I thought he had two reigns.
No, he just has one. He's the longest
reigning. Bro's so good. I remember him with the title for so long.
Yeah, he was the longest reigning champion. But anyways, yeah, of course. So Jon Moxley picked up the win with the help of the Death Riders.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But of course, referee got distracted, got beat up. Blah, blah, blah.
Two referees got laid
out. Yeah,
up,
it was funny as hell. They all got beat up.
But it
up.
Was actually a great match, and then the finish was made sense, I guess, the way they finished it.
So yeah, John Moxley picked up the win with, of course, help from the Death Riders. The main story coming out of this was not only, of course, him retaining, but the return of FTR, saying they also came with backup, and a return of Adam Copeland.
Yeah, and then the visual said Rated FTR.
Yeah.
So they're a faction.
They're too. A faction now, which I thought was cool.
Yes. Adam Copeland, he looked in great shape.
Yeah, looked great. He came out. They went out to the ring. They beat the crap out of Moxley. And then he put him in that, like, when he went, I don't know, when he breaks the chair and then he puts him kind of like in a cross. On
the cross face. Put him in the cross face. Yeah, I don't want to. The song came in my head.
All right, don't.
He put him in the cross. They put him in the cross face and then,
put him in the cross face.
Claudio dragged him out.
It was funny. I think it was either Sports Illustrated or BR Wrestling posted that every single member of the Shield has been put in that hold by Adam Copeland with
the chair. Oh yeah, with like the
yeah, it was funny as hell. But yeah, of course, I thought that was cool. In the post show, Adam Copeland said that yes, he confirmed him and FTR are a faction.
He said they're going.
They're
coming to take them out.
Yeah, well,
they'll take over.
Yeah, he said that they're going to take over. He said that he thinks FTR is going to win the tag titles. And then he said he wants to win the trios titles with FTR. And then he said for a personal goal, he's going to personally go after the world title in Moxley. So looks like that's going to be a long feud between all Death Riders and FTR and Edge or Adam Copeland. Basically, what they did was they replaced CM Punk with Adam Copeland, which I thought was pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a good trade.
Yeah, because FTR was always with Punk.
Yeah, exactly. That's
great,
a good trade.
They're great friends in real life. Yeah.
Cool trade. Of course, looking forward to that. As you said, I think they should stay on Collision. If they do that on Collision,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. Which means you're gonna see Moxie on Collision too at times. Which is why it's gonna be a great show. The next week's show is already looking good. They already announced that I think they announced it too soon though. They're already facing each other. They're facing each other on Dynamite, which is Dynamite Fight for the Fallen because it's January 1st.
Yeah, it's January 1st.
But still, it's like that's way too right after the pay per view. They're fighting on the regular show.
I guess you're right.
I think you should have had a feud. Could have promos.
Yeah,
make it a big thing.
Have like Adam Copeland face like Wheeler Yuta and all them.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Yeah,
Claudio again after that. That'd be nice.
FTR face like
yeah
Wheeler and Claudio. Yeah,
or Claudio and Pac. That'd be nice.
Yeah, they need somebody else. Yeah, who's gonna even it out with Mina? What's her name?
The girl?
I forgot her freaking name. Because she's tough. She's the one that guards the briefcase with the title.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I'm liking the storyline. Marina Shafir,
right?
Although, like, the storyline is kind of iffy at some points. It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
I still don't like that he's not showing the title. It made sense at first, but, like, now it's just, like, nobody's seen the title. I think it's kind of bad
that's the point.
You're not showing your title on TV.
Yeah, I get from the TV purposes in the actual show, yes, but his point of view was that he wanted to take over AEW and he doesn't respect it, which is why as soon as he won the title, he put it in that briefcase.
Yeah,
and we haven't seen it since he beat Brian Danielson for it.
Yeah,
which is that's the story. He carrying on a briefcase with the title locked. She got the key around her neck, Marina Shafir or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know
because which is why Adam Copeland and FTR are here now to try to take back AEW.
Yeah, I don't think Adam. You know, another thing too was like while that was happening, Christian Cage was. Like,
oh yeah,
he looked like he was about to cash in. He was watching, and then when he saw Adam Copeland come out and do all that stuff, he ran away.
Yeah,
so Hook that's a cool thing.
Yeah,
too.
Hook was also in the crowd, like watching them because he's also at it with Christian Cage. And them.
Yeah, you know what would be so funny? Adam Copeland wins, and then Christian Cage just cashes in.
That'd be hilarious.
He literally pulls an Edge on him because that's all freaking Edge used to do.
Or he's about to win. And then he takes him out and then ends up pinning John Moxley. I could do something like that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
So he doesn't actually pin Adam Copeland.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, because it's so funny. Adam Copeland always gets, like, since his return, like, from injury.
I can't imagine.
He gets this close to win the title every single time, and then he loses.
I can't imagine
in WWE
Christian as the world champion because he talks so much.
I thought it would be hilarious.
It'll be hilarious.
I feel like he should win it.
It's just there's other guys I would rather see with.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I feel like he should win it.
But it turns he's like the biggest heel.
Yeah, he should win it, but I don't think he should hold it for that long.
I don't even think he needs the title either.
I think he should hold it for like a month or two.
I think I should put him in the big feud, but he doesn't need the title.
Nah,
he has the best promos as a heel.
He can win it, lose it to Adam Copeland the next month or two after that.
Yeah,
and then Copeland can lose it eventually to like somebody else, like I don't know,
Kenny,
Jay White. Kenny,
Hangman,
yeah, one of those, that'd be cool. But yeah, that was basically AEW World's End. I thought it was great for setting them up for the future, because you got the big returns of freaking Adam Copeland, FTR and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, and then you can also
you have Undisputed Collision together.
Looking like they can do something with Collision now because they got all these guys back.
Yeah, Rampage is done, so you don't have to book that.
Yes,
they have
all that effort production because you're spending money on that. It's a lot of money. It's the production. Use all that into Collision, what you already have on Collision.
Yeah,
turn it to at least a decent show.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we'll watch it every week and we'll cover it every week. Then there'll be even more wrestling to cover since we're gonna have SmackDown 3 because next SmackDown is already 3 hours. Not this Monday. It's not 3 hours, but the SmackDown out.
The reaction to like us saying we didn't like that was like half and half. Some people liked it. Other people were just like, "You guys don't know what you're talking about." It's like it's our opinion.
When I say we don't like more wrestling, if it was more great wrestling, then fine. But it's literally just gonna be more commercials and then a couple more random throwaway matches and promos.
Exactly.
It's not gonna be another hour of great wrestling. Think about it as commercials.
And like we said, if you watch the full thing, if it's gonna be booked properly, then yeah, we're all for it.
Oh yeah.
But if it's not, which most likely it's not.
Yeah, if it's what we expect, which is, like I said, commercials and throwaway matches and promos.
Maybe an extra long promo for
it's just like, let me see, like, Akira Tozawa versus, like, it's just random matches.
Versus Chad Gable for the 15th time.
Yeah, or him versus Apollo. Like, it's just random. That's probably what they always feel.
That's probably what they're going to do.
That's what they filled up the third hour when they had Raw, when Raw was just 3 hours.
Yeah, it was just random matches.
It was random matches filled for, like, the third hour.
Yeah, if you're gonna
or like the middle hour, because the third hour is like the almost the ending.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're gonna be like that middle hour, is always boring.
But anyways, that was basically it for AEW World's End. Before we go though, I do want to mention that Ospreay versus Danielson was voted the number one match of the year by Sports Illustrated, which I 100% agree with. People are saying that it should have been CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre cage match. That was number two.
And then obviously Cody and Roman. That's because of the appearances they made on it and everything. That could have been it.
No, I would probably pick that one. I think they got the order right. Some people are saying like, yeah, they're drunk, but I think
you could have picked that one and picked like Ospreay and Bryan too.
I think Ospreay and Bryan was definitely one.
That match was pure so wrestling. Good. That Ospreay and Bryan, but like
pure wrestling, yeah.
But that's wrestling, I know, but still, the storytelling in that final Cody versus Roman was.
I think that should have been two.
That could have been one. That's me.
I think
the Punk once you have The Rock show up and then The Undertaker and then you have John Cena. The actual storytelling on it, and then Cody finally winning the title.
Yeah.
The storytelling was great.
Yeah.
I would have to pick that one. But that's just...
Yeah, it's opinion.
It's main event of WrestleMania, which is the biggest show. Yeah. So that's another reason. That's just nostalgia.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, we're all Spring Bryan this and that freaking night. Which pay-per-view was it? Because I remember that stole the show. We talked about that on the podcast. That's great. That was awesome.
But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always.
Back next week,
of course, for more wrestling news.
Yeah, if you're watching on TikTok, please try to.
I don't think it's gonna get.
I don't know if canceled. It's gonna get banned, but they keep saying that. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, it's all the same name. Backstreet Wrestler
Podcast. Get ready for SmackDown next week. Not today, which is gonna be my regular Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
But SmackDown on Friday is gonna be 3 hours, and then Raw, obviously, January 6th, the big show, which I can't wait for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's looking fire. We'll be at the Patriots game the day before that. Hopefully, we'll get blown out like we did.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk about that. That was terrible.
40-7, yeah.
Yeah. Our wide receivers are trash.
But, yeah. Follow, comment, subscribe.
See you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.